Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. I'm with the fraud department. How can I help you today?
I've got a tech shop. This is Carolyn King Eckerman. And on my account, I have a, it's called a tech shop, and I've tried to call them, and I can't seem to get anywhere. $7.95, and one of the customer service ladies said that was for taking a survey or something. I try not to take surveys, and I surely am not going to pay for one.
Okay. I do see that they have you here listed. You state that you don't recall signing up, completing a survey for an electronic device, for an iPad.
For an iPad.
Yes,
what
ma'am, a tablet.
For just, what is that for? For just filling this out?
They have you here. Someone signed up, paying the shipping and handling fee, and then it informs customers as well that you would have to pay the subscription fee to the store that is offering this survey.
Oh, my goodness, no. I don't want all of that garbage.
Okay, so I do understand that you're stating that this is fraud.
Well, to me it is, because I, if I signed into something, I sure didn't think that I was going to pay a $7.95 fee for anything, especially a continuing one. I wouldn't have paid a continuing $7.95 fee for nothing.
Okay. Well,
which is why I can't get them to answer the phone. I've tried to call them, and it's my call is always, there's nobody there to answer the phone.
Yes, ma'am. Well, as you are stating that this is fraud here, the procedure we will take is that we can contact your local authority. Well, we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address that is on the account for them to verify the owner that of the device that was used when the order was placed online. And then they'll be able to verify the location where the order was taking place.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to have any more of it, I'll just close my account. So it's one or the other, because I'm not going to continue to pay garbage. So thank you, though, very much.
I'm sorry?
I'm not going to continue to pay for stuff that I don't care where it comes from. I'm saying that if I did take something like this, I had no idea that I was going to pay a continuing fee.
Okay.
That I did not approve of. No way. I'm not paying a continuing fee for nothing and for nobody to take a damn survey, if that's what they're saying I did.
Okay, well, the account has been previously canceled. As far as the transaction, you can hold one moment while I see what I can get for the situation.
I didn't say I was going to cancel the account right now.
The account has already been canceled, ma'am.
My account's closed?
The subscription fee.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
We don't have access to your bank account.
That's what I was thinking. You know what? You closed my Penny's account? Okay.
One moment, ma'am.
You there?
One moment, ma'am. So at this time, I will go ahead and issue a refund on the subscription fee and as well as the shipping and handling of the $7.95, and the refunds will take 3 to 5 business days to post back into your account.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. I can deal with that.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.